For years, CCE has hosted bowl championship games, kickoff classics, 707 leagues, top 100 combines, and the Texas Top 100 Youth Prospects magazine. This fall, we wanted to give the viewers and teams a higher experience when playing football games this season. We have assembled the top teams in North Texas to show the world not only how great our players and teams are, but also how many great coaches we have at the youth level. This fall, we will premiere the CCE Coaches Corner with interviews with some of the most dynamic youth prospects in North Texas. Saturdays, we'll have the CCE Game of the Week. Sunday afternoons, catch and cover Elite Sports Recap Show, where we go over Saturday scores, game footage, and also bring in a weekly guest. You can get all this for $4.99 a month. Catch, Cover, and Elite made it possible for you not to miss anything when it comes to youth football in North Texas. Log on to ntxgame.com today. For years, CCE has hosted bowl championship games, kickoff classics, 707 leagues, top 100 combines, and the Texas Top 100 Youth Prospects magazine. This fall, we wanted to give the viewers and teams a higher experience when playing football games this season. We have assembled the top teams in North Texas to show the world not only how great our players and teams are, but also how many great coaches we have at the youth level. This fall, we will premiere the CCE Coaches Corner with interviews with some of the most dynamic youth prospects in North Texas. Saturdays, we'll have the CCE Game of the Week. Sunday afternoons, catch and cover Elite Sports Recap Show, where we go over Saturday scores, game footage, and also bring in a weekly guest. You can get all this for $4.99 a month. Catch, Cover, and Elite made it possible for you not to miss anything when it comes to youth football in North Texas. Log on to ntxgame.com today.
What's going on? What's going on, world? This is Courtney Jackson with Catch, Cover, Elite. It's Wednesday, and we have Catch, Cover, Elite's Coach's Corner. I'm going to have some of the best coaches in the North Texas area. I'm going to call in, talk to them, find out what's going on this week, who they're playing, how they did last week, and just kind of get a little bit of an inside perspective on them and their organization and some of their coaching philosophies. Just to give you a little heads up on who we have coming in today and who we're going to be talking to. We're going to be talking to Coach Jamel and Coach Jonathan Ellis with the Cedar Crest Comets at 7 p.m. We'll then be talking to the DFW Elite, Fred Robinson, and Coach Brian with the Longhorns. They're our game of the week. After that, at 7:20, we'll talk to Glenn Rice with the SGP Rams. 7:30, we'll roll around and talk to the president of the Havoc. And then at 7:40, we'll talk to John Carroll with the North Texas Cowboys, KT with the Fort Worth Wolverines, and at 7:50, we'll talk to Sean with the Mesquite Gamecocks. Great show today. This is Courtney Jackson, Catch, Cover, Elite. This is Coach's Corner.
For years, CCE has hosted bowl championship games, kickoff classics, 707 leagues, top 100 combines, and the Texas Top 100 Youth Prospects magazine. This fall, we wanted to give the viewers and teams a higher experience when playing football games this season. We have assembled the top teams in North Texas to show the world not only how great our players and teams are, but also how many great coaches we have at the youth level. This fall, we will premiere the CCE Coaches Corner with interviews with some of the most dynamic youth prospects in North Texas. Saturdays, we'll have the CCE Game of the Week. Sunday afternoons, catch and cover Elite Sports Recap Show, where we go over Saturday scores, game footage, and also bring in a weekly guest. You can get all this for $4.99 a month. Catch, Cover, and Elite made it possible for you not to miss anything when it comes to youth football in North Texas. Log on to ntxgame.com today.
Coaches, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, we're doing all right. How you doing?
Won't you guys introduce yourselves so everybody can know who you are and let me know what level you coach as well.
How you doing? I'm Coach JL. I'm the AU head coach for the Cedar Crest Comets.
I'm Coach Mayo, the 12 and under coach for the Cedar Crest Comets.
Okay. You know, I know both of you guys. Both of these guys did 7-on-7 this spring with me in our Quad City 7-on-7 league. Both of them had very, very competitive teams. They came in mid-year. Tell me, coaches, and I'll talk to Coach Mayo first. Tell me on your opinion of 7-on-7. Have you seen the benefits of your kids doing 7-on-7 so far this season?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of benefit because we're actually going to do a lot of passing. You know, we worked on a lot of passing in the 7-on-7 on our level. It wasn't in the running, so that just helped my boys learn how to run routes. We got a little hand signals and things like that, so it helped them get more familiar with playing the new modern style of football instead of playing that old-fashioned run-every-play style
of
football.
Got you. And Coach Ellis, you coached the first – you coached 8U. Those are younger kids. Tell me about your experience on doing that 7-on-7 this spring.
Oh, it was a great experience. They loved it. And I actually got to run some of the plays that I'm going to be running this fall. And it's a lot of AU teams that really don't throw the ball. So I think we're going to surprise a lot of folks with how well we can throw the ball around.
Okay. You guys, the Cedar Crest Cummins organization goes back years. You know, I grew up playing Pop Warner football with the Beckley Seder Dragons. And I still have film of us playing Cedar Crest Cummins. And it's always been known as a great organization with tough kids and great athletes. At one point in time, you guys were talking about being the Buckeyes, and then you changed and went back to the Comets. Can one of you guys elaborate on that change and what happened and why you stayed as the Comets?
We all came together and we were starting the Buckeyes. We had that going with our 18 and 12 and under, but a lot of us originated from the Comets. Like, I started playing for the Cummins in 1990 when I was 7 years old. A lot of the coaches that came over with me from the Buckeyes, they played for the Cummins also, Jay Hill and JJ. We just decided, we sat down one day and was like, we just want to reunite the neighborhood, get everybody back playing together instead of kids staying 1 or 2 blocks away playing for a team 2 blocks from each other. We just went on and brought it all together just to create a powerhouse and let the kids do what we did when we was kids, play with each other, walk the place together, and just have that fun together.
I got it.
Also elaborate on that. Oh, I want to elaborate on that real quick. I want to thank Walt Williams and Big Homie Mark Rogers and Bo Leg. They were instrumental in bringing this back together, too.
Now, when we talk about the Comets and the history you guys have, you guys for a long time were in Pop Warner. I remember that, a long time in Pop Warner. Tell me about the name of the league you guys are in right now. And tell me about the
name of the league we're in right now is called AYF, American Youth Football, MTX United. A big shout out to Sean Edwards and Lynn Miller. They put together a great group. I feel like it's the best league in Texas to me personally. You know, Mel probably can tell you a little more about it.
We're in pretty much the to me, it's like the open weight division of Pop Warner. It's like you got all of the city powers in one league, some of the top athletes in this league, and the end of the result is you get to go to Disneyland just like in Pop Warner.
Just like in Pop Warner. Okay. Cedar Crest Cummins, got Coach Mel, we got Coach Ellis, we got some kids, man. Y'all got some kids. Catch Cover League is about the kids. It's about showcasing talented kids. It's about kids having dreams and have an opportunity to fulfill those dreams and having people around them that want to help out. I always want to commend youth football coaches. You guys don't get paid. You often lose a lot of money working with kids. You feed kids. You're taking your housing kids. You're picking up kids. You're doing all those things in there. Tell me, Mel, you start off and tell me, just tell me a little bit about the reward you get as a youth football coach in your mid-30s and coaching young men. Tell me what that feeling is and why you do it.
Man, it's just to help my community, man. I come from a different era, and then my community is pretty much it's the same as a lot, but different than others. It's just seeing kids when they think they can't do something, man, and you motivate them to do something that they think they can do. That's a good feeling. Like when I first got out of college playing football, I came home and coached a group of kids. Now they're freshmen in college. So I have a couple of guys that's Division I prospects. One of them starting back at Texas Tech. One of them's a nickelback at Oklahoma. I have like 7 or 8 more guys that's playing like Division I AA football. And they come home and just come holler at me, man, and pick my son up and take him around and ride around and go play football with him, man. They just let me know that I left an imprint on their life. And that's pretty much what I'm in it for, man.
Jonathan, you have anything to elaborate on that? That was good, man. I really do like that.
For me, it's like it's more off the field and also on the field. You know, I hang with my boys all the time. Always spend the night. They call me all the time. We ride horses, go fishing. I like to teach them about things about life, because there's a lot of young boys out here without a father figure. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of single mothers that
exactly.
bring these kids to practice. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to be somewhat type of father figure. I don't even have to be. It could be a big brother, a big uncle, just a big homie. You know, just somebody that they can look up to and show them the right way. And, you know, it's a good feeling when you know they see them doing good. They can accomplish their goals.
You know, and so often. You get people, we don't ever emphasize the things that some of these black men and some of these men in general are doing in areas. And, you know, I know Mel and I know JL, I know you guys very well. I like to think that we are somewhat of friends or good friends. I know we're at least cool with each other. And when you can see guys doing things in a positive way, I gravitate to guys like that who are helping our kids. And like you said before, I don't believe either one of you guys are coaching to try to live out your dream that you did not accomplish or try to further your dream that you did accomplish. You guys are doing it from a genuine place of just trying to better your community and trying to help these kids and keep them on the right track. And so Cash Cover League commends you guys on that. The last thing I want to talk to you guys about before we get out here and get our next caller in is one of the topics we're going to talk about, and I want people to be able to chime in on Facebook at CCE Texas, chime in, hit me up, let me know what you think about this. We're going to talk about kids, 8, 9, 10-year-olds, 7-year-olds, playing for two different organizations. How do you feel about that? I know we could go on this topic. It could be a 20-minute conversation in a couple of sentences.
Yeah,
just tell me if you're yay or nay for it and why. Ellis, you go first.
Well, for me, it can be a 20-minute conversation. But to me, it's a yay for me. I mean, it's up to the parent. And as long as you within that age and that weight or whatever the requirements were for that league and both coaches agree, I don't see a problem with me personally. I think it's good for football. I mean, if they willing, they big enough, strong enough to play for both teams and they having fun doing it, I'm cool with it.
Okay. Mel?
With me, on the lower levels, man, I really don't like it. As far as, like, from 6-year-olds to, like, say, 10, 11, I think once a kid get around, like, 12, 13, it's cool to do because they pretty much will be making that decision themselves if they want to play a game or if they just want to stay with one team. A lot of times I think guys playing those kids at a younger age like that, just like I don't like the fact that people play fall football, spring football, summer football. I think that's too much wear and tear on the little kid's body because – if you look at it, adults don't even play football that long. When I was in college, we only played football in the fall, and we worked out in the spring. So I don't think, you know, a lot of those multiple teams are good for the younger kids. But on the older age, I think, I mean, it's the kid's choice, and if the parents want to ride with the kids, just let them do what they want to do.
Hey, I appreciate you guys for calling in. The Cedar Crest comments,
go,
you guys have.
Before we go.
Yeah, sure.
This Saturday at the House of Pain, we got the truth. AU, 10U, 12U at the House of Pain, 1007 Hutchins Road, Dallas, Texas, 75203. Cedar Crest coming. We coming back. We're going to make a statement this Saturday against the
real
truth.
Games,
all our teams,
the real games of the week.
Yeah, all our teams are playing, though. 6 on up, start at 9 o'clock. DFW lead, North Texas Bucks, Irvin Ballers playing at 13U. But the truth coming to the House of Pain.
And I was going to actually lead into that, but I'm happy that you guys did it. That the Deion Sanders truth. I think it brings out an extra set of fans. I think it makes people tune in more. They are a team, in my opinion, that everybody either you join them or you don't join them and you want to beat them. But I think everybody wants to tune in to find out what truth. So that's much respect to Deion Sanders and his Truth organization, and then as much respect to the Cedar Crest Comets organization. It's going to be a good game. They gave you a win. They gave you the time and the place. If you can't be there, you can always check in with us on the Sports Recap Show on Sunday. We'll be talking about scores and highlights, and we'll be bringing some more kids on to give away some more tickets to the CCE Top Prospects Bowl All-Star Game that's going to be in December in DeSoto, Texas. I want to thank Jamil, and I want to thank Jonathan Ellis for calling in. Cedar Crest Comets, much love. Good luck to y'all on Saturday. Thank y'all, fellas.
All right, man.
This is Courtney Jackson with CCE the Coach's Corner Talk Show. Who do I have on right now?
Yeah, this is Coach Fred with DFW Elite.
There it is. Fred Robinson, DFW Elite. You guys, first of all, let me let everybody know about the DFW Elite. And I'll pose it in a question form to you guys. Coach, can you tell me how you guys became the DFW Elite? Where did you – or is your first year coaching? How did your team come about?
Well, actually, man, it started off of getting in tournaments at the end of last year. We had a lot of kids from different teams, and we ended up calling it the Soto Elite. And, you know, we had fun with it. We liked the name, so we just switched it to DFW Elite. But a lot of people think that we still had those kids that played in the bowl games with us. But really, we're a new organization. You know, we used to be called the Soto Dolphins, and, you know, some of the kids from the Dolphins came with us, but a lot of those kids that played with us in the All-Star games went back to their teams. So a lot of people now, they see us, they think we stacked or whatever. But really, we're a regular organization just like everybody else. We just happen to have Elite behind our name. You know, a lot of people think it's an All-Star team, but really it's not. I have on my AU team, yes.
Coach, I'm going to cut you off in the middle of that. I saw your 8U play. You guys got a semi-All-Star team. You guys got a semi-All-Star team. I mean, you got some good players. You got Cortland. You got Marcel. You have Jacoby. You have one of the best linemen in Red. You have about 3 to 5 CCE top prospects that are going to be invited to the game off of one team. You got a quarterback that can throw it. You got a quarterback that can drop back and make it happen. You got a receiver. You guys are loaded, but you guys got a test this week. Tell me about the test you guys have this Saturday for the game of the week.
Well, man, really, you know, like I said, we're new to this league, and I've been hearing a lot about the Fort Worth Longhorns. You know, I heard they're supposed to have the best backfield in the state of Texas, the best AU backfield. They have athletes all over the field. You know, so I love that challenge, man. I love the challenge of trying to stop a team that's loaded, just like you say we loaded. So I think it's going to be a good matchup. I can't wait. I can't wait to play the Longhorns. We already faced some good running backs, Fat Daddy with the Wolverines, faced Mello with the Seminoles. So I think facing them will help us get ready for the so-called best backfield in the state of Texas.
Okay. The new league. You guys have kind of jumped. You guys have been in some – the Dolphins last year were in what league last year?
What
was the league you guys went?
TYSA, I believe.
TYSA. And did you guys win the championship on your AU level?
On the AU level, we did win the championship last year.
Okay. And then the year before that, you guys were in the league. What league was that?
Was it Metroplex Select?
Metroplex. Did you guys win the championship that year?
Yes, sir.
So, and I think you guys won. And did y'all win the championship that year too?
Yes, sir.
So, the head coaches. What's the head coach's name? Let me give him a lot of respect right now.
Coach Edwards.
For the AU. Coach Edwards.
Yeah, Coach Edwards. Yeah.
So Coach Edwards right now, and you're the offensive coordinator, Coach Edwards, and then you got Kwame Davis as the defensive coordinator. Coach Edwards right now, he has been in 3 different leagues in the last 3 years. In each league, the last 3 years, his 8U squad has been the champion of that league. So from my perspective of it, I look at it like y'all come, y'all see, y'all conquer, y'all move on.
But you know what? Let me take that back. In Metroplex Select, we were on the 10U, but we did win the championship.
Okay.
We was on the 10U, then we dropped down to the 8U. So I don't want whoever won the championship and met the Rams, I believe, won the 8U championship.
It's a lot of hardware on his mantle right now. He has a lot of trophies from the last 3 years.
Right. And plus, including a Catch Cover Elite 7-on-7 trophy from this spring.
Okay, you would throw that in there. So I was going to talk to that next. We're going to lead into that. You know, I think you and I are good friends. We have each other on the, you know, we talk quite often. I think we share a lot of philosophies. Tell the people out there that don't know anything about you, you are, if I can say this, and correct me if I'm wrong, Carter High School graduate.
Right.
You were championship game, you for them, right?
Well, say it, your phone broke up. Say it again.
Were you on the state champion?
Okay, I graduated in 88. The state championship team, those guys graduated in 89. Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't hear you.
I was saying about you didn't receive their scholarship to go play at university.
At Baylor, right?
You're a person who knows football. You know football, and you coach. Tell me why you got into coaching youth football.
Man, really, it was just a way for me to stay involved in the game. You know, without playing. I mean, I went to Baylor. And I had a couple of tryouts and camps and stuff in the NFL, and I ended up playing arena football. And I ended up breaking my neck in arena football. So, of course, once I broke my neck, I couldn't play football any longer. So, I mean, it really was just a way for me to stay close to the game, you know, try to teach kids, you know, what I know, what my coaches taught me. And, you know, it was just a way for me to stay close to the game without being able to play the game anymore.
Yeah,
I didn't
coach.
I didn't coach because I had a kid. At the time I started, I didn't even have a kid, so I was just coaching because I love football. I love kids.
We try to emphasize these things, and I really want to try this. How much I commend you, put hours in away from your family. I don't care if you care about these kids. You don't gain money. You lose money. You're taking kids home, you're buying socks, you're helping out on this, you're kicking money in for the organization on this person's fee, you're spending money on it, and I think a lot of times we don't give you guys enough credit on the impacts you make on a young man's life. And not necessarily just the football side of it, but as coming from a boy to a man. I want to commend you on that. The second thing is, well, you talked about 7-on-7 for a little bit, and you coach a second and third grade kid in football, and you guys play 7-on-7. Can you talk to me a little bit about how it helps you for the fall season? Can you see any improvement in those kids from doing that 7-on-7?
I see a big improvement. I mean, just off of the teams that we scrimmaged or played against in preseason games, I don't think we played anybody that I feel like passed as good as we passed. I mean, in 7-on-7, I pretty much had three quarterbacks that I felt like was capable of going to other teams. And if not starting, being very productive, I feel like I had receivers that could catch. You know, to be honest, I feel like we were the only one really playing 7-on-7. You know, we ran sometimes, but the majority of the times we scored our touchdowns off pass. You know, so I think it really helped my kids learn how to run the routes. And now that we're in pads, you throw in the play action aspect of it, and it's even easier in pads because once you keep running, then you throw the play action in, the defense come up, your receiver get behind them. It's easy. It's just pitch and kick. You know, so I think it really helped my kids out a lot. Just the terminology, too. I mean, even far as on defense, it helps them out, you know, because they go back to 7-on-7 when we went zone, you know, and different things like that. So it's not like some teams who haven't did 7-on-7, if we go empty backfield, now their coach is trying to tell them, if they crisscross, you got this, you got that. Our kids already know that.
Yeah. I think it keeps kids sharp, too. You know, so often with basketball now, you have so many kids that want to play basketball, and you don't want to knock AAU basketball. And sometimes these kids are football players, and they're going to be football players, and they're competitive. And when you didn't have 7-on-7 as a venue for these kids to be able to use that energy and perfect their game, those athletes were playing basketball. And so instead of playing a normal 20-game season, some of these guys are playing 60 games of AAU basketball over a year. And that, to me, was where we were starting to lose from our football players. So that's one of the reasons why I like 7-on-7 in the spring. It gets football players more acclimated to football without all the risk that usually. Coach Fred, I appreciate you guys. You calling in the DFW Elite. This game will be the CCE game of the week. Last week we had some issues and some difficulties with some things, and so we weren't able to produce what we wanted to produce. So we're doing a game of the week this week. Fort Worth Longhorns, DFW Elite, Lancaster, Old Lancaster High School Stadium.
Yes, sir, Old Tiger Stadium on Main Street.
Old Tiger Stadium. What time is your game?
AU game is 11:30.
11:30. These are two of the top teams in this league, in my opinion, for the 8U thing. If you want to watch good football and you can't make it there to Lancaster, you can tune in to NTX. $4.99. You can catch some of the best football you're going to see and see some top prospects. You got any coaches you want to shout out, Coach? You got any players you want to shout out before you leave?
Hey, man, I just want to shout out to Coach Edwards, head coach, Coach Kwame, defensive coordinator, Coach Ken, line coach. I want to shout out to my quarterback, Trey Middleton, receiver, Carl Carter Jackson, running back, Marcel Gibson, Jacoby Hayes, Big Dirty Red. I want to shout out to all my boys, man. I'm proud of all of them. And like you said, it's supposed to be two of the best teams in this league. Preseason rankings had Fort Worth Longhorns ranked number one, DFW Elite number two. We'll see Saturday.
Good luck to you, Coach. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you.
This is Courtney Jackson. I think I'm waiting on now Glenn Rice to call in from the SGP Rams.
This is he.
What's going on, Coach? How you doing?
Oh, man, nothing much. How you guys doing?
I'm doing all right. Leave by myself on the show. Just in case you guys don't know, I'm going to give you a little bit of history of this man. Glenn Rice, he has a son named. And his son is the absolute truth. He is probably one of the best quarterbacks in the seventh grade of the United States. Folks, if you know a quarterback that is better than Glenn Rice or as good, or you think maybe even he ain't even good, send me footage. Let me know something. Please, I want to see him. I want to write about him. I want to talk. And I want to make But right now, on the phone with the 12U coach of the Rams, Glenn Rice.
Hello, Courtney. Hello. Hello.
Hello. 1 second,
hey,
coach.
Okay.
Glenn.
Yes, sir.
I said, I gave a lot of accolades to you about your son, and I asked you, I said, who do you guys play this weekend?
We play the Arlington Knights.
Arlington Knights. I think you guys were scrimmaged them a little bit in my kickoff classic earlier this summer, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, we did.
Yeah. So that should be an interesting game. Tell me about last week's game. What was the score last week?
Last week, the score was 57-0. We played the Fort Worth Falcons.
Coach, 57-0, Coach.
Yes, sir.
57 points is a lot of points to score on a youth football level.
Yes, sir. It was a running clock.
Did they ever tackle you guys?
they tried.
They tried.
I give a shout-out to them. They did the best they could.
And, you know, and I'm going to say this, the league that you guys are in is probably top to bottom, probably one of the most competitive leagues from 8U flag all the way up. And it's a select league with a lot of – but it's only about three or four teams that I can see that'll give you guys a quality game and maybe cause a problem to you guys in that high-powered offense you guys have. Tell me a little bit about 707, you guys, and how you incorporated to make your team better for the fall.
Well, 707 is a very big teaching tool if you want to incorporate the passing game into your offense for the fall. You're able to teach kids how to run proper routes. Not just run routes, run a proper route and sharp routes.
Yeah.
how to actually use their hands and not their bodies. Even teach receivers to learn when or know when to stem a guy, distinguish if they're going to take an inside or outside release, quarterbacks to decipher and take a look at mismatches. So it's a big teaching tool, period, and we use it, and we're probably the most successful in our league at passing because of that.
And one thing you –
Hello, Coach.
Anything.
In our 707 League Quad City.
Let's take a quick break real fast. Get the phones fixed. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
4 years, CCE has hosted bowl championship games. Kickoff Classics, 707 Leagues, Top 100 Combines, and the Texas Top 100 Youth Prospects Magazine. This fall, we wanted to give the viewers and teams a higher experience when playing football games this season. We have assembled the top teams in North Texas to show the world not only how great our players and teams are, but also how many great coaches we have at the youth level. This fall, we will premiere the CCE Coaches Corner with interviews with some of the most dynamic youth prospects in North Texas. Saturdays, we'll have the CCE Game of the Week and Sunday afternoons, Catch and Cover Elite Sports Recap Show, where we go over Saturday scores, game footage, and also bring in a weekly guest. You can get all this for $4.99 a month. Catch, Cover, and Elite made it possible for you not to miss anything when it comes to youth football in North Texas. Log on to ntxgame.com today.
This is Courtney Jackson, Catch, Cover, Elite. We got Coach's Corner. I got my man Glenn Rice on the phone with the South Grand Prairie Rams, the head coach at the 12U level, the father of one of the best quarterbacks in seventh grade class of 2021 in the country, Glenn Rice. Glenn, sorry about those technical difficulties.
No worries.
If I can give you one suggestion, man, get a T-Mobile phone. You know, get rid of that other kind of phone.
Is that my phone messing up?
Well, I'm going to blame it on your phone. I'm not going to blame it on my T-Mobile phone. I'm not going to blame it on them. But we were talking about, before we left off, we were talking about the continuity and togetherness and the development of kids with 7-on-7. You guys pass the ball, but your son is not just your typical pocket passer. He can pull the ball down and run it. He's more athletic than you think he is. So when you test him, he actually does better than he did. He actually won the DFW Fastest Man for his age group. And he's not really considered to be a speed burner. When you think of him, you think of passing, which is a great attribute. And that just lets you know that he could kill you in so many different ways. He's smart. You could tell he's a son of a coach. He's a baller. He rises to the challenge. Tell me, as a father, at what point in time did you know you had a son that was kind of special, that had a chance of being special?
Truth of the matter is, and I'll be totally honest about it, I had my doubts that he was even a football player from day one. We started off with an organization called the Dallas Cardinals when they just started up. And Glenn was a receiver. And the quarterback caught a concussion about the third game, and he was the only one that can throw. So naturally they had to move him to quarterback, and he's been one ever since he was 7. But every year I would take him to be evaluated. I would take him to a quarterback coach. And by his third year of playing, I met DeMarco, and I asked DeMarco to evaluate him. So everyone I took him to kept telling me, Your kid is a quarterback. He's a quarterback, because I just didn't believe it. Never wanted him to play the position. So I didn't know.
And I
want to
say something. I want to give a quick shout out to DeMarco King QB Academy. To me, one of the up and coming best QB coaches in the local DFW area. Somebody who will work with you, will travel to you, will get your kid better. And he's not price gouging out there, folks. He's not price gouging. He's going to put the work in to get your son better. That's DeMarco King. I'm giving him a shout out. Coach, you can finish talking. I had to give DeMarco a shout out.
Hey, all honors to DeMarco because he actually made Glenn a quarterback. He took an athlete and made him a quarterback, and I thank him for that because he loves it, and he loves DeMarco, and he got a great thing going over there. And when we met him, he said, hey, man, your kid is a quarterback. You might really want to think about letting him train with me. So I did. We started off in the rec league. So when we left that organization, I think we was in the first year of 10U. And I said, okay, we were going to the South Grand Prairie Rams, the select league. Glenn, if you're good enough to hang with the select team, then maybe you are a baller. Well, we went over there in the spring. He won a 707 championship. And the fall had a really awesome second year 10U fall. And I'm like, okay, well, now you're making a jump to the senior team. If you're able to make that jump successful, then maybe you are a baller. I've had my doubts the whole time. So last year was his first year senior team. We went, 17-0, and we ended up losing in the championship by 9 points. But he probably had about 1,000 yards passing last year. And every year I've always had my doubts until I finally just gave in and realized, okay, maybe the kid is special. He's getting a lot of offers. And he was featured in your magazine. And some of the kids that's in your magazine have went D1.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, then the magazine is maybe they hit the nail on the head. And what they see is in, you know, agreement with the other coaches he's been to have said. So maybe the kid is a football player. So that I would probably say I realized it in about the last year.
Well, a couple questions before I get off the phone with you to run to this next call in the next coach. Tell me where you guys are playing once again so everybody can know that who you guys are playing against.
Timberview High School, 3:00, South Great Prairie Rams versus the Arlington Knights. 12U.
Last thing, Glenn Rice will be the head coach of the CCE 7th grade class of 2021 team, the DFW team that'll play against the CCE Houston team. We will finally be able to see who is better, DFW or Houston. Coach, you're going to be coaching that team. I know you're working right now already for the game that's going to be on December 31st, already compiling some of the top 7th graders from all across the DFW area.
Yes,
some of the kids that come to my mind right now, one of them you coach, kid I see all the time. I think he's a linebacker when he goes to college and high school and college. Right now, can't nobody tackle him. Mr. Jordan Crook, you have him. Savion will be in the game. Cameron Singleton. Some of those kids I just named are SGP Rams. But
yes,
you will be compiling a team of the best DFW players from all over. Marquis Sykes is another invite that we have. Bryson Donnell out of Texas. And this team that you're compiling, if you can give me one or two sentences before you get off the phone, tell me something I can tell the Houston guys, and that's going to be Coach Fred Fisher. What can I tell him to kind of prepare him for what's going to happen on December 31st?
Tell him teams normally take on the attitude and the aggression of the head coach. He could compile all the talent that he wants, but one thing he cannot do is coach heart. And this team and everybody on it is going to have miles and miles of heart.
I love it, Coach. Glenn Rice, SGP Rams, 12U coach. I appreciate you, Coach. I'll see you guys soon. Catch Cover Elite.
You got it. All right, thanks a lot for having me on.
No doubt. Next on, who we have? We have calling in right now. We should have Coach Chris with the Havoc. Or should have John Carroll calling in with the Cowboys. Talk to me.
It's Coach Curry with the Havoc, man. Coach Chris, what's going on?
Coach Chris, what's going on, man? Those boys raising havoc throughout the southern sector of DFW area, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I'm going to ask you the first question is, tell me about the organization, how you guys got started. You and I went to school together. Tell me what got you into Little League football. Just tell me a little bit about the Raising Havoc, if you can.
basically sum it all up, Raising Havoc was an organization that pretty much started
Coach?
Out of baseball. Can you hear me? Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello.
We got you on, Coach.
I'm right here. Yes, sir, I'm right here. Can you hear me, Courtney? Hello. Hello, hello.
Yeah, we
Coach
got you on, Coach. Waiting on.
I'm
there
right,
we go.
I'm right here. Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you, Coach.
Oh, okay, good deal.
We're waiting
deal.
On Courtney. We're waiting on Courtney.
Okay.
Courtney, are you there? Hold 1 second, Coach. We're going to a quick break. We'll be right back.
Sounds good.
For years, CCE has hosted bowl championship games, kickoff classics, 707 leagues, top 100 combines, and the Texas Top 100 Youth Prospects magazine. This fall, we wanted to give the viewers and teams a higher experience when playing football games this season. We have assembled the top teams in North Texas to show the world not only how great our players and teams are, but also how many great coaches we have at the youth level. This fall, we will premiere the CCE Coaches Corner with interviews with some of the most dynamic youth prospects in North Texas. Saturdays will have the CCE Game of the Week and Sunday afternoons Catch and Cover Elite Sports Recap Show, where we go over Saturday scores, game footage, and also bring in a weekly guest. You can get all this for $4.99 a month. Catch, Cover, and Elite made it possible for you not to miss anything when it comes to youth football in North Texas. Log on to ntxgame.com today.
Hey, this is Courtney Jackson with Catch Cover Elite, Coach's Corner. Sorry about that. Phone dropped. I don't know what happened, but I'm back. And Coach Chris, are you there?
I'm still here, sir.
Yeah, and so what I was asking you, and I know I cut off. I apologize about that. I was asking you to give me a little bit, give everybody out there listening a little bit of brief history on how you guys started with how the Raising Havoc came about.
Basically, Raising Havoc is an organization that pretty much started out of baseball. I used to coach for a team here in DeSoto for 4 years called DeSoto Cowboys. Learned a lot from those guys, learned some things from that organization, and decided to branch out on my own. With that being said, I have a brother who had an organization, adult flag football organization called Havoc. They've been around for about 13, 14 years. Pretty well known in the flag football world, adult flag football world. So what I came
okay.
to him with, I said, hey, I like the name. I like the idea. You have a big following of parents. Where there's parents, there's kids. So I took that name and took off and ran with it. The baseball aspect started whereas I already had a group of kids who had been mentoring since they were 3 years old with soccer and baseball. And those kids were very, very talented in baseball. Took those kids,
okay.
took that name Havoc, and those kids at 6 years old got ranked the number one team in the state of Texas at the 6U level. Those
wow.
same kids right now are 6 and 7 years old playing flag football for us. Pretty much we started out last year out of baseball. We made ourselves well-known in the southern world in baseball with what we did and how well we were. Went to the World Series, got ranked in the World Series, and ended up being ranked number 4 in the nation in the 6U division, which people don't
okay.
not realize. So with that came exposure. Of course, exposure brings people. So when we started up Havoc, of course, being out here in DeSoto, growing up out here in DeSoto, you and I went to school together. Me being
uh-huh.
a coach for the other organization, had a lot of following. It was pretty easy for us to get people to follow us. And that
okay.
is why pretty much people wonder how well and how fast we've grown is because of we not only do football, but we do baseball. We do basketball. We're trying to migrate into track this year. So we're
you guys are keeping those kids year-round, working with them, same coaches working with them, and letting them play other sports to develop their overall athleticism.
And then people
right.
wonder why we're now dominant this year, because these kids that have been playing together now for the last 2 years, and not only are they playing football, but they're playing basketball together, they're playing baseball together, they're running track together, and all they
playing
know is
seven
that.
On seven as well.
Exactly, CCE 7-on-7. You know, so those kids are tooling their craft on a daily basis together. And you know, I'm a big believer in camaraderie is how you make a championship team. If those kids believe in each other, then they'll do anything for each other, and they'll play harder for each other.
I agree with that.
Yes, sir.
Tell me this. Give me your flag coaches. Then give me your C team and your B team and your A team coaches. Give me all those coaches so people out there can hear these coaches. This coaching staff you have.
The flag team coaches me. I enjoy the flag team. I Florida enjoy teaching and teaching those kids the game of football. And luckily this year, I have a very talented flag group. A lot of people have seen that flag group. And people are amazed to see that I don't even get on the field with my flag team. All our flag is run by hand signals and hand motions. So we never touch the field on the flag level. And it's amazing to see those kids at that level understand it and moving up and down the field like a machine. So we have a very, 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 very talented group. Of course, my name is Christopher Curry. Then my C team. Most people know this name I'm about to mention. He's probably one of the most dominant coaches out here in DeSoto, in the southern part of Dallas. He has coached out here for the last 10 years, won 6 or 7 championships with multiple organizations. He's like a hired gun. But I've been knowing this man for about 5 years now, and he's come over being a board, and he's now our vice president of the organization. And his name is Coach Christopher Johnston. He is a very, very, very talented coach and knows how to get and pull the best out of those kids. Our B team coach is my brother. He's the founder of Havoc Adult Flag Football. He is the one who we took the name from, and he let us graciously take the name and, hey, brother, take that name and run with it. He's our B team coach. I won't say he's new to youth football. He's new to youth football, but he's not new to football. He has got those kids moving in direction and believing him like I've never seen before. And that's one of the biggest things about being a coach is getting those kids to believe in the coach, and they'll do anything for the coach. And then my last coach, my 18 coach, his name is Kelton Robinson, and he is a young, vibrant coach. I believe in having a young coach that kids can relate to and go to, and not only about football, but go to about life. He's a young coach, but he has a very fun system that the kids like to play in. He has a fun offense, and the kids are able to not only produce that offense, but have fun while they're doing it.
Coming up a little bit on here, you got some kids. We're going to talk about a couple of kids, talk about your scores. You guys won last week. Can you read the scores you had last week in the game, and then tell me who you guys play this week?
I'm sorry, Courtney. Your phone was going in and out. I didn't hear but a bunch of mumbling the last
I said
part.
You guys have – who did you guys play last week? Tell me the scores of the game. I know you guys were victorious. And then tell me, who do you guys play this week, and where do you guys play?
Last week we played the Southwest Longhorns, and all levels won, except the 18 were tied in double overtime, 0-0. That was a great game. That was a very great defensive game those two teams had together. But that game ended in double overtime, 0-0, with a tie. Flag won 30-0. Our B team won 27-0, and our C team won 25-0. So, you know, we pride ourselves on our defense. We pride ourselves in being able to hold teams to very limited yards and, of course, points. So our mission was accomplished for the first weekend of our league play. This week we play the DeSoto Falcons. I'm sure they're going to be a great test. They always have a good team. They always come with great competition. We'll play them. Our games start at 2:30, and we'll play at DeSoto High School, the ninth grade center.
Okay. This is the Raising Havoc president, Mr. Chris Curry, good friend of mine, go way back. Guy's got a great organization, is growing, great parental support. They're one of the teams that sends our media package. You guys are going to have two games that are going to be aired on our network, and I was trying to be able to give you that right now before we leave and give the fans that before we leave so they could kind of know that. Let me get that to you right now. October 22nd, we will have the Havoc versus the DeSoto Chargers, and we will also have the Havoc on October 8th versus the North Texas Seahawks. It's undecided on which level we'll cover. We will be out there to cover at least one level on that day, on those two dates. Coach, I look forward to seeing you guys again. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
This is Courtney Jackson with CCE. I'm standing with the national champion of the Snoop League 8U or 7U last year, the head coach of the Fort Worth Wolverines, the man that said, I ain't going nowhere, Mr. KT, the guy that got arguably the best running back in all of 8U. KT, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. Yourself?
Doing all right, man. It's always good to talk to you and find out how those Wolverines are doing and let me know what's going on, man. Tell me this. Who did you guys play last week and how bad did you guys beat them?
We played the St. Joseph War Eagles. I ain't going to say how bad, man, because they're a good organization. But we won from top to bottom, from 6U. We do 6U tackle this year all the way up to 12U.
Okay.
Man, they got some real good things going on over there. I can't take nothing away from them kids over there.
Okay. Well, then we'll get right on into it. This Saturday, you guys have a team that everybody knows about. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Big show, man. Game of the week.
Are y'all traveling there or they coming here?
We going down there. Last year, they came up here.
So is it safe to say that DFW is going to go down there and leave a flag in San Antonio's territory, a blue and yellow flag in San Antonio's territory?
I promise you that's going to happen.
That's what I want to hear. You know, real good friends with Mauricus Goodlow. You know, even though he didn't return my call, I'm trying to get him on the show at some point in time. He and Coach Fred. But
I like Goodlow.
I personally believe that the best football is played where the star and the helmet is. That's in the DFW area. You can go as far west as the furthest west of Fort Worth. You can go as far east as all the way to 40 and go all the way up north, all the way to Sherman, and go all the way south down past Waxahachie. I really do feel like that the best football in all of Texas is played in the North Texas area. That's no disrespect to anybody in Houston. They get down. There's no disrespect to anybody in San Antonio. Tell me, when your organization signed on, was that the reason why you guys signed on? Y'all could be able to play and showcase your talent.
The reason that we got in, man, to be honest with you, was just the Snoop League is the best talent in Texas inside the league. As far as us, the Houston Gators, the San Antonio Outlaws, you got the Humble Eagles. I mean, there's a good variety of teams. You got teams coming from as far as Killeen. We got a Killeen team on the schedule this year. And if we didn't go to the Snoop League this year, last year, all that wouldn't be possible. We'll be playing outside our league to do different things, trying to make travel arrangements. But the good thing about this is it's off season. They come down here, we go down there, and it gives the kids a chance to see something different than just playing in Fort Worth all the time.
Coach, if anybody's trying, I know it's too late this year to try to sign up and play with you guys. Are you guys done with registration?
To be honest with you, we still got the Saturday. We got late registration on Saturday. So come one, come all.
Do you want to give a time or a place or a phone number or anything, an email Like anybody can be able to see.
You can go to www.fortworthwolverines.com. I coach at 8U. You can give me a call personally at 214-730-8648. Find me on Facebook. Fort Worth Wolverines, we got a Facebook. Go on there and like it too.
Coach, I appreciate it. I know we didn't have as much time as we wanted to. Give a shout out to those boys, those three boys, those CC All-Star invites. Give a big shout out to those guys for me. Tell them I said to go out there and ball till they fall this Saturday. And definitely give me a call and let me know how that game goes on Saturday. Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir. We will be back. What's happening, Fat Daddy? What it do, Keon? Let's go get it, Young Dolph. Wolverine Nation,
right.
We out.
Thank you, Coach.
No problem.
Catch, cover, lead. This is Courtney Jackson, Coach's Corner. Who do I have now on the phone? Is this Coach Brown?
Yes, sir, Coach Brian.
Coach Brian. Coach, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Coach,
fine. How about this?
You know, I was really trying to get you on the phone, and it's bad. I don't know if you were listening in or not, but those DFW Lee boys, y'all, they must have scared you off the phone call, Coach.
Oh, no, man. Work, man. Got to take care of the family first, man.
I totally understand that, man. You know this game is going to be the game of the week. It's going to be the Catch and Cover Elite game of the week, DFW Elite, Fort Worth Longhorns. Just got the phone with the Fort Worth Wolverines. You guys are the Longhorns. When I think about Fort Worth football, I think about four or five organizations, man, that are just loaded. And it's kind of funny to me because I would always think that it'd be hard to have that many different organizations, the Mustangs, the Longhorns, the Wolverines, the Outlaws. Then you go into other leagues like Riverside and TCU and all those guys. It's talent all through that Fort Worth area. Are you a Fort Worth native?
Yes, sir. Been here my whole life.
Okay, Coach Fred is still on the phone right now, Coach. You want to talk to Coach Fred? I know you're not the AU coach, but he's a DFW Elite coach. Do you want to have him on the phone for a little bit with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Coach Fred, you there? Coach Fred, you there?
Courtney, I think we lost Coach Fred.
Okay. Coach Brian, you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to the next question. So you got all the Fort Worth teams in there, and you got the Longhorns organization. How many years have you guys been with the Longhorns?
I've been here. This will be my sixth year. I think the Longhorns have been around at least 10 or 11 years. So I've been here from pretty much ground up. And
you're a great coach, but you bring a little bit something extra to the table as a coach. You got some boys. You got a couple sons, don't you, Coach?
Yes, sir. I have one on the 12U, B.J. Allen, and I have one on the 10U, Jaden Allen. And,
okay.
With the Longhorns.
You say you got one on the 8U and what other level?
I have one on 10U and one on 12U.
One on 10U and one on 12U. I think I saw the other day, Coach, of I saw a highlight the other day of one of your running backs. He may have been on 8U. You know that kid's name? That kid was pretty dang special.
His name is Hayden. Hayden.
Hayden.
Yeah,
Hayden is somebody who I want to invite to our top prospect All-Star game we're going to have in December. And I also want to invite your 12U sons to that game as well. Tell me the feeling of kids that really, as a coach, you're a kid. They're a kid. They're your son, but they can also play. Tell me how you like that. I mean, what's that feeling like, Coach, to have a kid, to be a kid and have sons that can ball?
It's wonderful. I know my son on 12U, I've never actually coached him. But the coaches, he's been under Coach Roy Johnson. He's the head coach of the 8U. Man, he turned the kid into one of the best running backs in the state of Texas. And I can see him doing the same thing with Aiden on 8U. I mean, he's one of the best coaches out here. I came up under him, and that's why I've been so successful. He's a good mentor. He taught me the ins and outs of this Pee Wee game. And because I just love it, man. I love it. I get to see my son.
Great
to see.
Yeah, and hopefully this year we could be able to get some things going with the Longhorns organization, Catch Cover Elite. You guys have a lot of great players. We want to start being able to get more of those players featured in the magazine and even have you guys, your coach, Elite. I'm interested to see the DFW Elite organization go against you guys. It's be the first time you guys have ever played, I believe, and I think that it's going to be a good quality game on every level because – we're going to have a couple kids that can bang their head on the goalpost and score. And I know you guys got a kid that can bang his head on the goalpost and score. Even from talking to Coach Fred, he's seen film of this kid. They've been practicing, working on trying to figure out ways to be able to, if not, attain him in that situation. Tell me, what do you know about the DFW? Preparing for on that, you coach level?
I'm on the 10U level.
The 10U level, that's even better. On the 10U level, tell me what you guys are preparing for. Do you know anything about that 10U team coached by Tony Huspeth?
Not really, sir. This will be our first time matching up with them. I've never
really
got to see them play. Just scrolling through Facebook, I know they have a quarterback by the name of Martinez. He's a dog.
Christian Martinez. Yeah, he's a good player.
He actually played with my son on 10U at the All Star Showcase down in McAllen, Texas, and he's everything he's advertised.
Yeah, I won't be able to watch that game, but I'll be watching it when it's streaming live this Saturday. DFW Lee, Fort Worth Longhorns. I'm on the phone with Coach Brian. Coach, I appreciate you calling in. I look forward to seeing you guys in person, talking to you, and working more with you guys in your organization. Thank you for calling in, Coach.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
DeMarco King, this is Courtney Jackson.
What's going on?
DeMarco, how you doing?
I'm good.
This is my executive recruiting coordinator for Catch Cover Elite and a longtime friend, go way back to the Beckley Center Dragon days. DeMarco King is a Carter High School product. I feel sorry for him because of that. PV alum, so I know he's happy about that win. Coach, tell me, and I know we're running out of time, but tell me a little bit about what you do, how you got here, and some of the things that, and how people can be able to get a hold of you.
Well, I'm doing private quarterback session pretty much daily. And guys can get a hold of me by my website, www.kingqbacademy.com, or give me a call at 469-265-2512. If you have any trouble getting to me in any other way, you can get through me through Courtney Jackson with CCE.
Coach, you didn't give him none of your breakdown. I mean, he's being real modest right now. All the viewers out there right now, this guy travels around, does quarterback stuff. He's up and coming. The reason why I say he's up and coming, he's already there, but when you kind of talent and do that, and all the people who charge the $400 and $500 a session do, but he's making it more affordable.
Right, I do, and it's very real affordable. I'm not here trying to break parents' pockets because of a dream that their kid might not get to play in college football. Some guys just go towards high school. But I do have some guys that are playing professionally. I do have some guys that are, they're playing in college right now, and I got a couple high school kids that are they're trying to make some noise right now. And in the Little League world, I have some guys that are ranked in the magazine. And not being biased, but I just think there's a lot of hard work, and some of them came up not playing quarterback completely. But when, for example, Glenn Rice. Glenn Rice came to me as a receiver, an athletic type kid. So by the time his dad brought him to me, 2 years, 3 years later now, he's a prime prospect in Grand Prairie.
He's a five star recruit. He's a kid. If he keeps mature, recruit in the country as far as quarter go. Yeah, he's smart. He can throw the ball. DeMarco will be right there with me this winter when we start going through our CCE time. He's the 31st. If you can't get a hold of Catch Cover Elite, you can't get a hold of Courtney Jackson and DeMarco King, and you think your kid has the talent to be featured and ranked in our magazine or play in our top prospect bowl, please don't hesitate to give DeMarco King a call or reach out to him via email. We are looking for the top 70 prospects on the 8U level and top 70 prospects on the level. This is Courtney Jackson, Catch Cover Elite with DeMarco King. I want to thank all our guests for coming on today. Fred Robinson, DFW Elite, Glenn Rice, SGP Rams. We did not get John Carroll. We did not get John Carroll from the North Texas Cowboys, and we did not get KT with the Fort Worth Wolverines. I want to thank Coach Brian with the Longhorns, Chris with the DeSoto, I mean, not the Raisin Havoc, not the DeSoto Havoc, and then Coach Mill and Coach Ellis with the Cedar Crest Comet. Good luck to everybody this weekend. This is Courtney Jackson, Cats Cover League, Coach's Corner, and we're out.
For years, CCE has hosted bowl championship games, kickoff classics, 707 leagues, top 100 combines, and the Texas Top 100 Youth Prospects magazine. This fall, we wanted to give the viewers and teams a higher experience when playing football games this season. We have assembled the top teams in North Texas to show the world not only how great our players and teams are, but also how many great coaches we have at the youth level. This fall, we will premiere the CCE Coaches Corner with interviews with some of the most dynamic youth prospects in North Texas. Saturdays, we'll have the CCE Game of the Week, and Sunday afternoons, Catch and Cover Elite Sports Recap Show, where we go over Saturday scores, game footage, and also bring in a weekly guest. You can get all this for $4.99 a month. Catch, Cover, and Elite made it possible for you not to miss anything when it comes to youth football in North Texas. Log on to ntxgame.com today.